Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 5th of March, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Own the Night. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Own the Night. Beginners. I have a very special friend who lives in the neighbourhood. She is 75 years old and actually comes from England, just like me. She was a war bride during World War II. She is originally from Liverpool, where the Beatles came from, and still has a little bit of an accent, even though she has lived here for nearly 60 years. We chat on the phone every few days, talk about politics and families, and occasionally get together. She called me today for help. She had been sent an important package, but could not unlock the delivery box with the key that the mailman had left for her. It was already late at night, but she was worried about not receiving her package. So I went to her house to get the key. "You're not going alone in the dark, are you?" she asked as I was leaving her house. "Well, yes, I am," I replied. "Alone in the dark?" she continued. "Sweetheart, don't worry. I like the dark," I replied and went on my way. As I walked down her driveway, I realized that it really was dark outside. The temperature was a comfortable cool and nobody was around. What I had said about the dark made me feel braver than usual. The words, "own the night," came to my mind, as if I was in a small adventure, moving through the darkness to get a secret package. Advanced. Dark is the night, as black as night. The secrets of the night. Have you noticed how there is something sinister in many night-related sayings? Our imaginations go wild with the subject of the night. The world seems to completely change if you think about it. We as people head towards rest and sleep. The sun, which is everywhere during the day, is no longer available, and shadows and the unknown take over. Even a different set of animals appear on the scene as the world darkens. Owls, rodents, and cats. All the other daytime animals, like us, are sleeping. I don't seem to be too scared of the dark. I like to walk around in the back garden at night. It is so fresh and still. Everything feels so different when your dominant sense of sight is no longer useful. When I walked to the mailbox tonight, in the dark, it occurred to me that if you have the right perspective, you can feel comfortable and confident in the dark. You must own the night. I moved quickly to the mailbox while I thought of these things. Really, no one would see me unless they had a flashlight. If you walk quickly, you give an air of purpose and power. What is there to fear is what your body is saying. I also have short hair, so in the shadows I probably look like a man. Plus, I was carrying a sharp key and a cell phone. So I was safe. I owned the night. I chose to see the night as a cloak that I put around me and that I could move freely with. Our senses can be alive and sensitive at night, though we cannot see, and we can initiate and move effectively in this time that is not officially our domain. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com, that's LIBSYN.com, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I would love to hear from you, so please feel free to leave a message at acupofenglish@live.com, that's LIV.com, and I will be sure to answer you. Well, I look forward to podcasting next week. So take care, and until then, goodbye.